Okay, right. Good evening. Let's begin with something we left off with yesterday. And that was, we saw in the Mahaba yesterday, I mean, this is Mandalas on the base in terms of the Gemara. And in terms of Shulchan Aruch, we were looking at Shin and Shin Samach base. That's what we've been looking at. So, we left off yesterday with this, we were going to discuss a little bit more about the moving mechitzas. That's where we left off yesterday, right? Moving mechitzas. The Mechaber allows the people to be walking. The Rosh is the source for that. The Rosh says very clearly that people can be walking, the people who are forming the mechitzas can be moving, and he's walking amongst them. That is perfectly fine. But I mentioned the fact that the Me'iri, in Chiddush HaMe'iri, he is not happy with it. Now, the Lashon of the Me'iri, I'm going to read to you the Lashon of the Me'iri, I wrote it down here. The Lashon of the Me'iri goes like this, it's a line or two. And he says like this, Utanai Revi, the fourth condition. He's gone through various conditions, such as people mustn't know about it, Shalom Labar, what other conditions have been given there? Some of them probably covered that. And so this is the fourth condition for it to work. Is Shebehekav there, one of the conditions may have been they had to be surrounded from three sides, another one Shalom Labar. So here's another one. Utanai Revi, the fourth condition is Shebehekav there, the fourth condition in this thing built with people, is that they must, one needs that they must stand in their place. Not that they go along with him. Because they were moving along with him, of your mechitza mahaleches, it would be a movable mechitza. U mechitza mahaleches, lo yishma mechitza. A movable mechitza is not a mechitza. Now, if he was to stop there, you'd say, yeah, I understand. You know, you can't have a mechitza that's got to be stationary. We know it can't blow around in the wind. So, a mechitza that moves is mishka mechitza. But he adds on a few words, and he says the following. Why is a mechitza that moves not a good mechitza? Mipenei, because when they walk with him, in other words, if they were to walk along with him, then it would be like lodas. Presumably what he means to say is, like we said yesterday, I think it was yesterday, 2 days ago, whenever it was, that the Taz answers the question of the Rosh. You remember the Rosh has a question. The Rosh was the one who wanted to know what's the problem. In the case of with Nehemiah, he said there weren't enough people to reach all the way back to the Tzfon. The Rosh says, what's the problem? They can walk along with him. Tosus asked, well, get the people at the back once he's passed them. They should move all the way to the front. So it's just answered, no, because once you ask them to do that, they're going to realize what's going on. You're using the trick more than once. The fact they're asked, okay, so don't use the trick more than once. Just get the people to keep walking. So the Taz answers, he says, no, you can't do that. Because if they were to keep walking, they're also going to realize what's going on. Right? Of course they're going to realize what's going on. So therefore, he says not to do that. So now, what's the source for that? Or a source for that sort of sfara? The answer is the Me'iri. That's exactly what the Me'iri says. If they were to walk with him, it would be Kaladah. It would be like your dad, because they'd realize what's going on. And therefore he says for Osho, that's why it's Osho to do that. Okay? Now, the question is, what does that mean? Let me ask you this way, what does that mean? And whatever it means, why does the Makhada allow it then? So let's start with, what does he mean by that? Let me be more a little bit more. What do I mean? It's pretty clear. He says what his notion is, a mechitza which is moving is lo shema mechitza, is not a mechitza. As I said to you, if he stopped there, I could understand what he was saying. Right? If he was to stop there, I'd understand what he's saying. Very simple. Because a mechitza which is moving, one of the conditions in a mechitza is it must be stationary. I understand that. But he doesn't say that. He then adds on a bit more. And he says, because if they were moving with him, then it would be kaladat. Now, I understand that as well. Because if they're walking along with him, they're going to cut what's going on. So I understand that. But then what's it got to do with a moving mechitza is not a mechitza? A moving mechitza is a mechitza. Just you've got a problem. They're going to realize what's going on. Can anyone explain what the Me'iri means? And then the next stage is going to be how to explain the Makhada then. But any suggestions? How do you understand the Me'iri?
Does it mean there's two problems? Problem number one, a movable Mechitza is not a Mechitza. And number two, even if you say it was a Mechitza, then you've got the problem of people doing it and moving along and it's Kiladas.
Okay, so could just say that again? I think I heard what you said.
Okay, so the Me'iri is perhaps hinting that there are really two deficiencies in this case. One is a movable mechitza is not a mechitza, and if you were to say that it is a mechitza, then you have the problem of the people moving along with whoever it is they're protecting, so to speak, and that is ladas.
Just 1 second. Hello, Ben. Right. Yeah. Okay. Sorry. Just moving to the back of the bus. Okay, right. So you want to say that they're two separate things, correct? In other words, number one, a movable mechitza is no good for a mechitza. And number two, there is a problem of lodas. Okay. But what's the loshen mipnei? It doesn't say u mipnei. He says, a movable mechitza is not a good mechitza, mipnei, because it's going to, as they walk with him, it's going to be kaladas.
It might be because if he's moving, then it will become ladas, and then it's not a mechitza. And they might say, if they're walking, it's more likely that they'll work out that it's a mechitza, particularly if somebody has to go a long distance. Wouldn't have enough people.
Right, but again, why does that mean it's not a mechitza?
It's ladas. Ladas, we know, doesn't count as a mechitza.
Because if it's ladas,
kiladas, what? Kiladas, actually, it's kiladas, actually, isn't it? But ladas is not a mechitza, though, is it? This is a whole fundamental point, for whatever reason, either bono or whatever.
The Me'iri did quote the reason of the Rabbeinu Yonasan. He did quote that, I believe. In other words, that if it was Ladas, then Mekula, we'd say it's not a Mechitza. You remember, that's how we built the whole the Peshat and the Rabbeinu Yonasan was built on the Me'iri.
Yes.
And he said, wherever it's Ladas, even if there's no Issa of Baina, the Chazal said, the Mechitza, which is Ladas, is Neshken Mechitza.
Yes.
Okay. I think that everyone's with what you've said so far, my father and all this together, I think we're well on the way to getting upset, really. I think one of the very important decoders to realise is, though, is, I think you mentioned this maybe yesterday or whenever it was, if you've got people who are walking along, how outside it works, right? Let's say for a second that it does work. If it does work, is Peshat that every time they sort of take a footstep, you're making a new mechita? It's constantly renewing the mechita as they go. Or is it, no, it's literally just a mechita which has been created and you're like wheeling it along, like a mechita on wheels. See, that seems to be what he's getting at over here. Because he's saying it's not a mechita, right? A movable mechita is not a mechita. Why not? Not because there's a halacha that mechita can't be moving. It's rather because as they go with him, it's inevitable they're going to realize, it's inevitable they're going to realize, and therefore it's awesome. If they're standing stationary and he's walking, you can think one of two things. Number one, even if they do realize, so what? The mechitza has already been made. And once the mechitza was made, no problem. Shema mechitza, it's a mechitza. At the time they made it, it was shalom adar, it was a good mechitza, and that's it. The only thing you could clear is whether we're worried about Zilzul and Shabbos and that sort of thing. You say, with the Mordechai. But with a movable mechitza, with every step, you're recreating the mechitza. And therefore, since with every step you're recreating the mechitza, if at any stage they realize what's going on, it won't be a mechitza.
When you say it won't be mechitza, when you say it won't be mechitza, according to Rashi, it wouldn't be mechitza, just be doing an issa, a boina, or mechzek a boina, whatever.
Say again?
According to Rashi, it would still be a good mechitza, it would just be the problem of boina. Would that not be the case? The deficiency according to Rashi
it will still be a good this is according to the Meiri.
So we're going to the Rabbeinu Yonah idea of the mazed is it doesn't work to call it as a mechitza. So
yeah, the Rabbeinu Yonah son didn't learn as any of Rabbeinu.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
The way that I've been hearing, son.
Not a mechitza, I understand.
No. The issue was this chazal, which is formed on Shabbos, is not a mechitza. Finished. But now, if you have a stationary mechitza, it doesn't really bother me if they find out subsequently. It's very possible. And the only issue there could be if they find out subsequently could be an issue in Zilver and Shabbos. To disqualify them. The Russian uses sounds like it's more fundamental than that, and that's why the Rabbeinu Yonason says.
Yeah.
He does quote the Rabbeinu Yonason. The Meiri does quote that reason. And that is if it's movable, if it's a movable mechitza, then every step you take is you're recreating the mechitza. If at any stage they realize what's going on, which they're likely to do, because remember the guy's walking amongst them, then it will disqualify the mechitza. Yeah, does that make sense?
Sorry, can you say that again?
That with a movable mechitza, what seems to be going on is, with a movable mechitza, that every step that they take as they move along, they're making a new mechitza. It's a constantly renewing, making the mechitza again. So therefore, if at any stage anyone chaps what's going on here, then your mechitza is going to be ois mechitza. So the mechitza which is created loda, even if there's no issa in it, no issa bino or anything like that, it's still a problem. Because the mechitza loda is a mechitza of the made chazal from the kula, the Russian of the Rabbeinu Yonatan was, lo yhav your mechitza, not a mechitza at all.
So therefore, in a normal situation, if you create a mechitza with human beings, and they have no knowledge of what they're doing, but subsequently find out later, that's not a problem, because at the time of the creation, they didn't know about it. But here, because they're moving, every second you're creating a new mechitza, so that's where the das becomes a problem. I think that's what you're saying.
Correct. Correct. 100%. Exactly. If you've got a stationary mechitza, then it doesn't bother me if subsequently somebody finds out. The only chance that's the Ritva. Ritva says it doesn't bother us. That's the chas in the Shulchan Aruch. It doesn't bother me, because the Shasti at the time of making the mechitza, they didn't know. It was a good mechitza. Finished. The Shaida is. The only chance we've seen that it's a problem, if they subsequently find out, that was the Mordechai B'Shem the Maharam, who was worried about it, and we said that the pshat in that is, in all likelihood, is because of issues of either, call it Zilzal and Shabbos, the fact is, it doesn't have to be the time they're making the mechitza, that people realize what's going on, it's a Zilzal and Shabbos. Or the Lashon of the Ran was, you know, what it can lead to, and people will make mistakes in the future. Okay, you can put it whichever one you want. Those could be shy. But I don't think that would, even though the Meiri does quote that, he does quote the reason of Shalmilta after the Rabbeinu Yonatan, he does quote to add that on as well. I'm not convinced that that would be enough of a reason for him to say, Lo Shema Mechitza, it's not a Mechitza because of this reason that Kelod asked, because they're likely to find out. The fact that he says it's not a mechitza because they're likely to find out makes it sound like that with every step they take, it's recreating the mechitza. Okay? That's what seems to be going on in the Meiri. Now, that's the Meiri. Now back to the Mechaber. The Rosh, the Mechaber. They say that a movable mechitza, people walking along, is good.
Just before we go,
how do we understand that?
We discussed this once before, but
sorry, say that again.
I know I asked this before, and you gave me an answer. The question of how we explain the case of, I think it was Rav or Rabba, about a Rava with a group when they were walking with it. That we haven't discussed, and you said they stopped at that time, and that's when the Shams picked everything up for the first time round. So do we still say that's pshat here, according to the Meiri? In other words, they stopped, they made a mechitza again. Where we talk about Rava, and there was a group of people around him, and they were walking. And the Shabbos picked up, whatever, he picked up those bottles or something. And it worked for the first time. He sort of accepted that worked, that it wasn't. How does that work?
Correct. In the case of Robert.
Yes. I think last time he suggested them stop at that time, so he was trying to work out that it worked.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I see. You're asking, yeah, according to the Meiri, what was shot in the case of Rava.
Yeah.
Oh, that is asked, by the way. That is asked, how, according to the Meiri, how you understand that case. So, okay, we did suggest one shot, and that is, although it's clearly not taken on like that, is that you said that they stop. Yeah, but I'm saying the source for the, this Machaber Ross, whatever you want to call it, that a move they can be walking, is the case of Rob. They bring that and they're gone, and it's tied to that.
So the question
you're asking, how, according to me, how do you learn that? You're going to have to be Machabish that they stop, right?
If they stop,
the other post.
They already walk.
No, they stop. I mean.
Didn't we say because they're walking?
No. What we were suggesting is, if you say that shot in the Gemara, what the Gemara is saying is that the Shamash of Rava noticed the Talmidim following behind Rava. He thought, great, maybe I'll get an opportunity now. And Rava stopped. Talmidim stopped with him. So he quickly grabbed the things and brought them in.
Right. But that
Gemara's lashon is, the Talmidim were walking behind. That's the mashmah, that they were actually walking.
Yeah.
But it's not absolutely, the question is, could you suggest that, no, they were walking initially, and that's what he noticed. And he thought he'll take advantage of the situation, but and Elchanan, when they stopped. That's possibly the way you have to learn it, according to Mary.
While they were walking, it became Nadan. Isn't that what the Mary says? That's why you climb with him. So, when they stop...
No, but that, again, that's talking about the case where, as they're walking, you, let's say Nehemiah is walking with them. They're accompanying him along. They stop what's going on.
And it's with Rob,
right, they're walking along and then they stop and now I've got a seat.
Are we saying the case of robbery is different? Because it's something they do all the time, like the Rambowski, you know, they accompany him when he walks. And therefore, something they might have done every week. Every Shabbos.
That's something else we'll come to in a second.
Right,
we'll come to that in a second, whether you can make a chiluk between the two cases.
Yeah.
One peshat we suggested is that all the Gemara needs to say is that the Shamash noticed that the Talmidim were walking behind Rava.
Right.
He thought, great, I may, you know, let's be ready, I may get an opportunity. Yeah. But when did the opportunity arise? Only if they stop. When they stop, he quickly runs in, grabs these flasks, whatever it is, and brings it in. That's what we suggested till now. It's not the most gishmak of the shot.
I'm not sure how that
works. He says it somewhere. Because, no, that wouldn't pose any problem. That's not as serious as what the lady said.
What about that while they're walking?
There's no problem of blood out
before.
No. Again. The reason why it becomes blood out when they're walking is because he is, Nehemiah is walking with them. So at some point, they're going to start with stuff. Hold on a second. Or if, let's say, I'll give you another example, yeah? Let's say the Shamash, right, he was walking along with these things.
Yes.
So then the people can see, how's the Shamash carrying these flasks? It's because of us. They're bound to realize. Right? That's what the Meiri is talking about. That if you were to say that the case of Robo is that stopped, and he's still, you know, talking to Talmidim, so the Shamash says, great, here's my opportunity. He ran in, grabbed the flask, and was able to bring them in now. Because he was all surrounded. So it's up to where he wanted to bring it.
There's
no Nadar there.
At what point did they form the Mechitza, though? If
the Mechitza that Robo was going to use, they would have.
Sorry, can I just, if
they... So they would have... As they're walking, they're in the formation of a Mechitza. If the case is that the Shamash of Rava was going to run into the middle of them now, grab these flasks and walk along with them, moving through the Rishus Oravim now inside this bubble of the Rishus Ayachid, then you've got this problem, which is, well, why wouldn't they realize what's going on? The first pshat we're suggesting is that that's not what he did. He did was, he noticed they were walking behind in the formation of mechitzas. He thought, okay, let's wait and see what happens. Maybe I'll be able to, you know, let's be ready. Rava stops, the Talmidim stop. There's no longer any moving mechitzas. No one cuts anything yet, because he hasn't done anything. He quickly runs in now, grabs the thing, and he's able to now move it into the house of Rava, because that Rava stopped outside his house. Talmidim stopped there as well. So now there's a Rosh Hashanah joining them up to the house. Now, even if they hop now, who cares? They've stopped. It's not a new mechitza being recreated. The mechitza which has been created that he's using is the moment they stop. That's the last mechitza that was created, and that's the mechitza he's using. That mechitza was created Shalom Adas.
Even though the sort of the prior to that, the mechitza was created when it was moving. Which is a problem.
Doesn't matter, because we're saying with every step they take, every step they take is a new mechitza. He's not using the old mechitza, he's using the last mechitza created when they stop.
Okay.
Then he runs in and grabs the thing.
If the concern is that while you're moving it, they'll become ladas, wouldn't they become ladas while they're moving before? And as you say, it's a completely different case from the Chemia, because they normally walk with Rava and does it.
I think we're missing a fundamental point here. Why is it that when they're moving, they're going to chaf? Why does it become for
Adar? It's an unusual event. If you're moving with the hand, that's why. So it's an unusual event for people to walk together in that sort of formation.
Therefore, they might work out why that wasn't unusual. That is when they see that they are walking with Nehemiah, or they're walking with Rav Belsky, and Rav Belsky is holding something in his hand.
Yes.
That's our story of Rav Belsky. If he was holding a tissue in his hand, and the Talmidim are standing around him, and he's walking along with them, then they will huff, because they see tissue. We're in a Shulchan Aruch, how can he be carrying a tissue? We're the ones who are creating the mechitza. They're bound to huff at some point. Now, if however, let's say, I'll give you an example now, yeah? Let's say, you're standing in the middle of the road, and you're thinking, what should I do? I've got something in my pocket. Right? You know what? Outside your house. Outside your front driveway. It's a Rosh Hashanah. So you think, what should I do? Okay. So, don't think of any aid. All of a sudden, you see Rabbi Kahn walking home with a whole load of people from North London who are walking behind him, listening to the he's answering questions from the ship. You think, okay, let's see what happens. They come, and he stops just by your house. And everyone obviously stops with him, because he sees you stand there, and he says, is everything all right? And you quickly throw the fish into your driveway, and you say, yeah, now everything's all right. That's fine. Why? Did anyone come? Just because they're moving, of course they're not going to cough, because until now they've been moving nothing to do with you.
So as I say, this is a case with Rav which is different from the Nehemia case. That's really the point, isn't it? The Rav case is just listen to the Rav speaking. The very terror. But in Nehemia, that wasn't the case. It was an unusual event. Isn't that the difference between the two cases?
There was?
The case of the Chem is unusual, that they have to walk and help, let's say they're walking with him, getting back to home, as it were. That's unusual, but with Rav every week he moved along, I'm sure, whatever it was, and he had his Talmidim with him. So it's very normal. Therefore, they wouldn't be Ladakh.
Just one sec. I'm just going to mute myself and sit down. Maybe one sec. I'll call through the board in a second. Sorry, one sec.
Carrying, right, where the machine is moving till now. But at the end of the day, I'm only making use of it when it stops.
Right. And then
there's no hashash of the bath in such a case.
I'm not sure.
Wouldn't you
have already been the das before then?
That would carry on when it stops as well. A case for sure, it's an ongoing use. It's an ongoing use of a
movable
machine.
You're right, fine.
That's the problem.
Yeah, okay, that's fine. That's fine. Okay, it's a movable machine.
Never have a movable machine.
Because it's just a normal event.
Oh, to be said, in the case of rubber, either we could say they just stopped. He wasn't making use of it when he was moving the shroud. Point one. Point two is, you could even say that he just grabbed them as they were walking. This is less likely. He literally grabbed them and threw it, so they didn't have time to cut.
But either way, it's not a problem because they're unlikely to become like that.
Correct.
Okay, alright.
And that's already coming towards. What we just said now is coming towards, and that's what we were trying to get to, the other possible credit. Again, one possibility is we're suggesting that maybe he stopped. Maybe he stopped. And Robert stopped the time. He didn't stop and then he made use of it. That's not the pastures, but okay, that could be. The other possibility is that for some reason he didn't cut what he was doing.
Right.
In this particular case, maybe because it was so quick, it wasn't actually accompanying by the play loss, he did just grab the thing and put it inside. Or, you know, some other reason. But that, I think, is the Mr. Gura, that's what I was going to come back to, is the Mr. Gura yesterday. Did he not address, like, to see. Mr. Gura, right to the end yesterday, he said, why is it that when you've got a whole, you know, when you've got people moving, that it's not a problem? He said, Bob said, in Shit Bob, we said it's not a problem if they subsequently find out.
Yes.
Whereas over here in Shit A, we said it is likely that people are going to realize that it is a problem. So the Mr. Brewer said, that's a problem. But in Shit Bob, there was no reason for me to be cautious that they're going to realize. I made them a pizza. There's every reason for you to suspect that they're going to realize what's going on. You used them the previous week, like the case of Robert.
I suppose, in the case of Gamora, because somebody picked something up, that made her health situation became more suspect the next week.
Why isn't that a problem? So he said, it has to be what his law said. He said, either we're talking about a case where some are just walking. They're walking, nothing to do with me. I haven't asked them for anything. Also, I'm just making use of something in a way that they're not going to realize. Or, there are so many people walking here that it's not going to be a problem. Russian says, no one's going to realize that he's walking about a bus. He just looks like another bus. He looks like another, bus walking along. That is the way the Mr. Brewer understands.
Where is that Mr. Brewer, by the way? Which is
the end of it, talking them up.
Okay, fine, thank you.
How much longer do I have?
2 minutes.
symbols. In hay, however, when they're walking, also same thing. The fact that they're going to cup afterwards, so what? When they first made the mechitza, when the chemio sort of, you know, the chemio starts walking in that golden position, from that point onwards, it doesn't bother me if they cup. The mechitza is ready to be made. All of the Chabad says, hey, when he says, why you can't use it the next week, is because the next week, they'll cup straight away. That's because he's using. They're going to cup straight away because you already got them, you used them last week, and that's already matter. That's a possible to shout. When we're back in, we'll be on Sunday, we'll maybe examine that shot and then wrap up the thing.